are mask mandates falling? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Several states planning to end their mask mandates or allow them to expire in the next few weeks, including New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, and California.
Governor Newsom brought back the masking mandate regardless of vaccination status in mid-December. This was as the Omicron surge was just getting started. Last month, he extended it through February 15th, and state health officials announced that mandate will end on that date next Tuesday. The state is also lifting its requirement that people test negative before visiting hospitals and nursing homes. That is effective immediately. Now, a couple of caveats that are important here. Lifting the state mandate does not apply to school children, so kids will still need to be masked in the classroom. If you are not vaccinated, you are still required to wear a mask indoors.
That's Marla Tellez of Fox 11 in Los Angeles. In New York, police officers taunted after leading 10 anti-vax protesters away in handcuffs after they'd entered a Times Square movie theater and refused to show proof they'd been vaccinated. The Canadian government continues to crack down on a protest by truck drivers demanding an end to mask and vaccine mandates. Ottawa's mayor calling it an insurrection and the city's police chief, Peter Slowly, saying,
"We are stretched to the limit, but we are 100% committed to using everything we have to end this demonstration."
Including arresting people bringing fuel to the truckers. President Biden threatening Monday to stop the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline between Russia and Germany if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Speaking after a meeting with Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
"If Russia makes a choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready."
French President Macron met with Russia's President Putin in Moscow Monday night, urging diplomacy. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Is working to avoid another potential government shutdown 10 days from now.
The Democrat-controlled House is expected to vote today on a short-term spending plan extending government funding through March 11th. Without new legislation, current funding would expire next Friday, triggering a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers had hoped to craft a longer-term appropriations measure, but negotiators have so far not reached a deal. This would represent the third stopgap bill of the fiscal year. If the House approves the short-term spending plan, the Senate would also need to take action with bipartisan support, declare a 60-vote filibuster threshold. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Residents who live near a North Carolina fertilizer plant that's been burning for more than a week are now being allowed to return to their homes. That plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, began burning last Monday, forcing the evacuation of more than 6,500 residents nearby. Nearly 500 tons of ammonium nitrate was stored at that plant. President Biden's top science advisor has resigned hours after the White House confirmed an internal investigation found credible evidence that Dr. Eric Lander had mistreated his staff. Dr. Lander has apologized. Celebrations in Britain Monday, marking a royal milestone.
Fire! Fire! A gun salute in Edinburgh, Scotland, marking 70 years since Elizabeth II became Britain's queen. A similar ceremony was held in London. The 95-year-old Queen hit the milestone yesterday, becoming the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee. In a message to the public, she renewed a pledge she made aged 21 to devote her entire life to the service of the UK and the Commonwealth. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.